Now here's a like a worker's cue. Am I supposed to do anything? This whole reading, am I supposed to do anything? Let's try it. There's no duty.
Or do you think this one is on the...
Everything is me.
Oh, no.
You're supposed to go back to work from school on Monday. It's not asking you that. You know what's going on or something else.
What do you mean? You think the same way you're going?
I know, but why are they putting them here from either side of the mayor right here?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, that's
maybe they
thought you should visit. I did. Well, but I picked the sheet out so I can...
Oh, okay. Maybe they just
left it
Thank you. Something, Doc?
Yeah.
What's that rabbit at?
That rabbit.
Oh,
let's see. What do
you
got?
Oh, okay.
Someone had a rabbit in here?
Oh. You don't remember the cartoon, Bugs Bunny?
Oh, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
Okay. Where's your rabbit?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. How you doing?
That's okay.
You haven't been here before, have you? No, sir, not here. No, I'm not from here. I'm from a little town called Mineola.
Mineola.
North of Tyler.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I think I've heard of that.
Yes, sir.
Famous people come from Mineola.
Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell. Okay. Uh-huh. Right. He's played for Texas A&M and became a pro, right?
He was a running back for south part of, what's the name of it? I can't remember the little town that it's in, but anyway. And then he went to the University of Texas. And he was a running back for University of Texas.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
He's from there, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Earl Campbell. That's right. So what else? They have a...
And guess who's right there, who's come from my little town, right outside of my little town?
Who's that?
Miranda Lambert.
I don't know that again.
He's a girl.
What's the girl?
Miranda Lambert, the singer, the country western singer, the girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Come over here.
Well, I try to work. I'll sit. But I'm one of those kind of people, when I get sick, I take every precaution. I try to rest as much as I can, but I don't. My daughter's, well, they say I don't rest enough.
How many days did you get sick?
It started Monday, Monday night. It was really bad Monday night. I woke up about 2:30 in the morning. I feel my whole body just heated. My head was pounding. And then I got out of bed and I started getting the chills. So I had gotten an ibuprofen, got me a little wet rag, put it on the back of my neck, put one underneath my arms, and I laid back down, and then my body just started hurting.
You have a cough and some congestion?
It just started last night, and I can hear, I don't lay much on my left shoulder, okay, because I had pulmonary meniscus years ago, so I just get shots.
In the shoulder?
Yeah. Every 4 months.
Okay. Every shot, I guess.
I guess that's what it is. So
take a deep breath. Yeah. Listen to your heart. Mm-hmm. All right, yes, sir.
I've never had my heart check
done. Stress test and stuff like
that.
Well, you should. It's your age. It's 63. Yeah, people can have blockage of the coronaries and a lot of heart disease and other ones still. But, and so it's not a bad idea at your age to get it, I think. And testing what kind of insurance we have. So we could do a few things here. We could do an EKG and a 10% of the heart. We'll try to put an ultrasound for the insurance. That gives a lot of information on your heart. That's not a bad idea. We can do that here if you like.
Well, after my insurance, I have to go get a referral.
No, thanks for this. We don't really charge you for it. Let me double check. You have an HMO?
I know I've got, $3,000 or $6,000
out of
pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to charge you. You double check.
Thank you.
his profession, just crack the door a little bit, maybe.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you crack the door a little bit? Just a quick case. Well, I can wait. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll get that in just a
minute. All right, but can you do it? Thank you.
Thank you.